radio adventure. Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are, and we're back. The fire, yes, indeed. That sounds awfully familiar. And, Gene, we have just a few minutes. I will allow you to slowly give your address again and the information you're offering. And then, of course, we'll have you back again next week in that discussion and debate and whatever on creation. All right? So why don't you just give us the info now, and then we'll have you back next Thursday.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. And it's an honor and a pleasure to be on your program, as always.
Thank you.
If people want this essay on Halloween, the history of Halloween, and how it came to be incorporated by nominal Christian churches today, unfortunately, and also my larger essay on Satan's Great Deception about the history of pagan sun worship into what I call churchianity today, not Christian, but just churchianity, they can phone me at 817-483-1485, 817 area code 483-1485, or they can write me at Gene Smith, G-E-N-E Smith, P.O. Box 151433, P.O. Box 151433, Arlington, Texas, A-R-L-I-N-G-T-O-N, A-R-L-I-N-G, T-O-N, Arlington, Texas, and the zip is 76015, 76015 is the zip code. They can just go to my website, BibleTruthMan.com, and email me from there and order this also. And I'll send it to anybody that orders it, all right? I don't put a price on this.
Sure.
If anybody wants to send a donation, they can, but I'll send it to them if they just order this.
Right, and the previous call had mentioned, you know, the tribes from the British Isles, England, and so forth, and thinking of the birthright tribes, and that's something you should maybe get into with us in the future.
Joseph, and I have literature on that I'll send people too if they want that.
Right, Joseph and the two brothers.
Yes.
And
need to have a discussion on that sometime.
Yeah, because they were the ones who would receive the land of Palestine and then lose it. And that's where the Zionists come in, the Kenites.
Yes, the people of Cain, of
children
the devil
of Cain.
Have it now.
And yes,
that was
exactly.
That's prophesied in the Bible also to happen.
That, and right down to the day it happened, too, if you go by the original calendar, the Hebrew calendar, and you'll see that the day that the it took place was really the day, the same dates mentioned in the scripture. That is the transfer from the Turks, the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, to the British Empire, and then, of course, their collapse and driving out of Palestine by the children of Cain.
Right.
So it is very fascinating to see how just how perfect the scriptures are.
Well, it's written by God the Father and Christ Jesus, so the Bible has to be perfect.
It has to be. There's no two ways about it.
And it's our truth. As Christians, that
Amen.
Is our truth.
I want to thank you, Gene, again for sharing this time with us, and we'll have you back.
My pleasure.
We always will. Thank you very much, Gene Smith, and Lord bless, and we'll talk to you next week, too.
Well, same to you, Rick.
Amen.
We'll
thank
talk
you.
To you later.
All right. Bye-bye now. Well, we'll be back in the next segment after 3 minutes. Listen very carefully to our commercials. Support Republic Broadcasting whenever you can, wherever you can, and get on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on and go where you wish. Listen to the shows, listen live, as many of you are doing right now. You can click on the store, Republic Trading, can buy the merchandise, you can donate if you can. That's if you are able to. We appreciate every bit because it's going, obviously, to this venture, to be on the air tonight, doing what we do. This, if you will, this beacon of light in the darkness of the wilderness. All right, I'll be back with topics and that special offer on the books. Don't miss it. Stay tuned and join me. Rick Adams, open forum at 800-313-9443.
Hi,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are. Hour number two, and we do have time to get into other topics tonight on this Sabbath night, Friday night edition of the program. And we certainly are very pleased to give you this opportunity. Let me just take a quick call here now from Charlene. Hello, you're on the air with Rick.
Oh, hi.
Yes,
I didn't realize what's his name, Gene, was going to be gone.
Yeah.
I was reading Jeremiah the other day, and my idea about England is that she could be called the treacherous sister Judah. They say that she had become worse than mm-hmm. her sister Israel
mm-hmm.
when the two kingdoms were divided.
Yep. Yep.
And if you're reading Jeremiah, I can't remember the verse number right offhand, but she definitely is a treacherous sister. It said that she became more wicked than Israel.
Oh, yeah. And you can see that in the latter days, though, when Jeremiah was writing for the future. That was, I think, in really the 19th and 20th century, particularly in the world wars.
So we can see what Jeremiah had right before our eyes.
Oh, absolutely, yes. In 21, I believe, chapter 21, it is discussed quite readily, the splitting and the treachery from within the camp, the dividing and conquering. And this is where the children of Cain come right in, doing whatever they do best, and that is usually creating war, internecine divisions. And they did that in America with the North and the South in the Civil War, so-called.
And it just seems like they're Zionism is all just part of it.
Well, it's the key. Really, I think if you really look at the scripture, Charlene, from the perspective of letting it interpret itself, letting the Bible interpret itself,
right,
and not trying to read into it, you can see this plan, can't you?
Oh, a long time ago, if you'll notice in Revelation, I think it's 19, if you compare how John describes Babylon, Mystery
mm-hmm.
Babylon,
mm-hmm.
it's the same description as Christ used to describe the Pharisees of his time.
Right, right.
It says the blood of just about everybody was...
The blood of the prophets, the saints, the blood of Messiah himself, yes.
And so I think that Babylon, the mystery Babylon, is what we see over there in the Zionist government.
Oh, absolutely, the city of Jerusalem, no question about it. But it has its minions and its little prostitutes, its little whores in these nations that were true Israel, in the European capitals, in America today. This is what has happened.
I think I was listening. I think it was Tex Mars. I may be wrong,
mm-hmm.
but he pointed out in Peter, who never was in Babylon, he used that as a code name where he wrote from Babylon, and I thought that was just another little proof of the pudding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, really
yes.
Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. I enjoy your calls. You're quite studious.
You're trying.
Well, thank you, Charlene. Appreciate
night.
It. Bless you. All right. Thank you again. One of the things that I did want to get into now again is giving you a chance to catch up on some fascinating recent history with what happened to America some 6 years ago, 9/11. And we know from the book written by Dr. Kasem Khalil, wrongly blamed, that indeed we were falsified again, we were lied to again, we were deceived once again into, as Gene said, into thinking somehow that Middle Eastern Arabs were involved in an attack on America, and that they were the ones who perpetrated. And even today, many good people, many right-thinking people otherwise, have fallen into the trap of assuming something that you cannot assume. And that is that the government of the United States tells you the truth. That the government of the United States told you the truth in these commission hearings, these separate hearings of the 9/11 commissions. When in fact, not only did they not reveal the truth, they actually suppressed much of the testimony and much of the truth, and then contradicted themselves in their final report. And we have seen that repeatedly now, and we've shown that over the last several years that I've been doing this program, and we've had a number of guests that have analyzed every bit of the insane and incongruous stories of the government on 9/11. Now, this book, Wrongly Blamed, I believe is so important as a primer to understanding what actually took place before, during, and subsequent to 9/11, that you really can't afford to be without it. And that's why I've secured a very limited number of copies now to distribute to you, to make it as cheap as possible and do it with the cheapest way of shipping, that is media mail. Now, you have to give it a couple of weeks, sometimes even more, to get to you, sometimes 9 days. But I always tell people, don't expect the U.S. Postal Service to get it there quickly, not when it's media mail, certainly not. But it will be getting there. We will have delivery confirmation. The book is over 400 pages by Dr. K, Wrongly Blamed. 412 pages, and it is a dynamite piece. I mean, everything in here, and I know there's a lot of dwelling on the religion of Islam, and you can bypass some of that if you want, but I would read the whole book, because in order to understand why Islam had nothing to do with the attacks on 9/11, you really have to understand the history of Islam and what Dr. K has outlined here in his studies of Islam. Whatever your preconceptions are, you can read and get a whole new perspective on this entire false story of this false flag operation 9/11. And he talks about the Israeli connection to 9/11. He talks about the suspects. He talks about the identity theft of the hijackers, allegedly speaking, who never were on those planes, obviously, since they were still alive. The real identities of those whose identities were taken and stolen and placed aboard those planes under the Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft. He tells you about all of this, and he goes into great detail. Now, if you want this book now, please listen carefully. Those of you who want it, the fastest and easiest way is to go to PayPal. And many of you are doing that now. PayPal, which is owned by eBay. And all you have to do, if you're not signed up, is just sign up and register. And you could get a separate bank account with your bank, and that'll be your PayPal account. Put money in, take money out. If you don't sell, whatever, that's fine. But you can certainly send money, and you can send money in care of me. I'll send the books out, four of them, for $25 and $5 media mail shipping. So that's a total of $30 for four books. Four. That's enough for you to give away or resell if you wish to be able to pay for the package. You can sell the other three copies. But the main thing is getting the word out. So get on board. Go to PayPal, www.paypal.com, and you can click on Send Money To. And here's what you do. You send it to this email address, Rick, R-I-C-K, 458, at cox.net. That's cox.net, cox.net. Rick, 458, at cox.net. I think in this day and age now, where the hour is so grave and so late, you need to do everything that you can to have this information in your hands. Many of you have ordered before when Dr. K has been on, and I'd like to get him on again as soon as we can, because there's so much more to talk about. Just today, you probably heard Dick Cheney, the so-called Vice President of the United States, arrogantly, and I think so blatantly, cavalierly, dismiss the fact that oil prices now are skyrocketing. And the price of a barrel of oil is headed toward $100. No pretense to the contrary. $100 per barrel. The highest it has ever been. Now, this is being driven by the internationalists, the globalists, and the insiders, and the Dick Cheneys, because they stand to profit from the threat of war with Iran. This is the excuse which they are using to make a fortune for themselves, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. Fear-mongering and scaremongering so they can raise and rake in the billions. It's a crime of the century. And they talked about Saddam Hussein. Dick Cheney made the statement. So what? In so many words, he said, the price goes up, our economy today can simply adjust to it. Can you believe that? We are much more able to adjust to these price increases today. That is the most ridiculous, stupid statement that I've ever heard from anyone, let alone a vice president of the United States. What do you think? Imagine the gall and the arrogance of making a statement like that, saying our economy, which is literally teetering on the brink, can withstand and adjust to these price increases. Well, of course, that's the statement of a man who stands to profit, whose companies, whose affiliates, whose associations, whose bank accounts would definitely stand to benefit highly every time oil rises and gasoline. I just can't get it off my chest fast enough. I have to give it to you. What do you think of Dick Cheney? He's quite a patriot, huh? He wants war with Iran. 1, 2, 3. All right, Rick Adams, be right back with more of Radio Avenger right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, and there's your president and vice president. They certainly are thinking of new ways to harm America, with Mr. Cheney saying that, as far as he's concerned, essentially, this economy can withstand the shock of $100. That's where we're headed for. $90 to $100 now going up for a barrel of oil. Well, of course, he can certainly adjust to it very easily, because he will be adjusting his bank accounts, and they will be adjusting upward. And this is what you have when you have oil oligarchies running this nation, and those behind them and above them, from Israel, that, of course, pulling the strings for their vested interests. So we have a bunch of criminals, thieves and murderers, literally in control of Washington, and they are just totally and completely getting away with it. Who's saying anything about it? Outrageous to hear what Dick Cheney had to say. Joel in Wisconsin is on. Hi, Joel.
How you doing, Rick?
All right, sir. I'm doing okay.
You brought up that guy that wrote the book, you know, the four books you got for sale there?
Dr. K, yes.
Dr. K. Falsely accused, so... And my question...
Wrongly accused.
Okay,
wrongly blamed.
Okay. So,
that's the title, Wrongly Blamed.
My question is, what percent of the 911 official story do you think is true?
I would have to say the only thing that's probably true is that the names who signed it are authentic names. I would say, you know, it's just like you go and see a movie, you know,
whatever
it might be, something to do with some alleged historical event, you know, like Schneider's List or Schindler's List, whatever, and
agree.
Say, what part is true? Well, the opening credits maybe and the end.
I agree with you, 100%.
I'm not going to go beyond that.
It's obvious to certain people that the government and the people behind our government wanted a war, and they would go do whatever they had to do to get one, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I'm going to bring a controversial thing up here, which I don't get met with very well. I say that there was no airplanes at all. I think the whole thing was staged, and people just don't like to hear that one. That is just leaves a bad taste in their mouth, and they start biting me. They start fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just like to say that, and I would like you to ask me if you do believe that there were airplanes. I would like you to ask me, you know, ask me some questions about it.
All right, those planes that we saw, were they real or not?
No, sir. I don't believe there was any planes.
Now, why do you believe that?
Because there was no evidence of them afterwards. And now, that's my main point is that there's no evidence of them, four out of four. If you take a look at the chances of that, you have four airplane crashes, and let's say three of them had some debris and one didn't, you know, and that's one, but four out of four, there's no...
Well, we know that no plane hit the Pentagon. That's been established now.
Yes.
And the other plane, as far as the debris in Pennsylvania, well, that I don't think... Well, you know, we can argue over it or not, but the fact of the matter is that whatever the government claims cannot be substantiated with regard to that plane in Pennsylvania. But the other two, now, I'm more interested in the first two planes in the Twin Towers. You're saying they did not exist?
I'm saying they did not exist. Let's start with the first one. Where the Collier brothers were, they're French guys that happened to be over here filming some firemen, and they accidentally got it on film. Now, the chances of that are one in a billion, that they would hear something, and instead of putting their camera down and looking at what they heard, they put their camera on the Twin Tower and waited for the plane to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And the plane, if you would examine that film, that footage, it's a squiggle. It's just a squiggle. You can't really tell if it's a plane or not. So I discount that one because it's a squiggle.
Now, are you saying then it could have been a missile strike?
No, sir. I am not. I do not feel
it. Are you saying then that there were just explosives that brought down the building?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I will say that.
I think we can all agree on one thing, though, about the forget the planes part, because I don't want to even get into that.
I know you
simply
don't.
Because you don't have to go there. I think we can all agree, Joel, that explosives would account for
right.
the bringing down of those Twin Towers.
But Rick, the planes are what... That is the big thing that scared everybody. We were attacked.
That was done for the reason of creating an emotional conundrum.
Yes.
Massive impact on the mind, like Pearl Harbor.
So if we could show that was fake and that we were not even attacked, I mean, it would just show there's no point in talking about anything beyond 911. If the planes themselves were fake, which I say they are, and if you would reasonably look at it, you would see that that's got to be the case. I'd like to get the number two yet, if we could.
Uh-huh.
The second plane?
Yep.
Now, that one is footage, and that's all it is footage. And it showed all day long, and all day long it said live. So the people, like everybody I know said, I saw it live on TV. Well, what percent really would have seen it live on TV when it said live all day long?
All right, hang on with me. I want to pursue this with you for a few minutes, all right?
Good.
We'll do that. We'll invite other calls tonight, 800-313-9443, and we'll sneak in a few other topics as well if we can. Don't forget the book offer, Wrongly Blamed, that I just made. We'll do it again the end of the program. Rick Adams, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works.
It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field. So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on. On RBNLive.com.
Okay, I'm back now. And Joel, you're trying to give us the explanation as to what brought down the buildings and the idea that the planes were an illusion.
Well, I'm not trying to give you an explanation. I'm saying what did happen. I'm saying that what didn't happen. And I'm saying that no planes crashed, no big jets crashed that day. That part was an illusion, yes. It was the footage, especially that second plane hitting, Flight 175, hitting the second tower.
All right. Now, the logical question, because I know this has come up long ago,
yes.
And we've dealt with it before, but what accounts for that illusion? What created that illusion?
It was just TV footage. That's
how
all.
How was it created by all of the networks?
Well, it didn't come out until, first of all, day one, when I was watching, it showed a plane go behind a building and crash, and then you saw an explosion. So you didn't really see a crash. But 10:30 that night, GCN, CNN had some footage that was released 10:30 that night that showed the plane entering the building for the first time. Then a bunch more started showing up. And I could tell by looking at that it was fake, because the plane entered, and it, here's a little test for you. It never slowed down. It never crumpled. The wing tips went in. The tail tips went in. It entered that steel and concrete building. I could just tell that was fake. And I started researching it from that day on, and I couldn't hardly find anything for a year and a half. I couldn't find any pictures of that or anything. Much later, like 2 years, 2.5 years later, they have a slow motion footage of it, which really demonstrates my point. The plane never crumpled. It never slowed down. The wingtips entered. A hollow aluminum wingtips cannot penetrate steel and concrete. The floors of that building were concrete. The steel pillars were steel. Wings are designed to break off.
Right. So let me ask you, how was this created for the media to then transmit to us? And I understand about the Collier brothers and so forth, but how is it that the media, all of the media, were able to show this over and over and over again? How was this created for them?
It was pre-planned ahead.
By all of the people of the media?
By just the kingpin. You know, if the head of each media is a CFR member, then what they say goes.
All
you know,
right.
it's you don't have to talk to the reporter on the street. You just got to shut him up.
And I know it's very easy to control the media from the top.
Yes.
But what about the bottom?
Like who?
Well, anyone who's even remotely connected with it. People that were there. Are you telling, basically, you're saying that no one saw any planes?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because the first thing that people jump on me is, okay, how do I explain all the witnesses that saw it? And I'll say, well, you're just there. If the planes were part of your imagination, the witnesses that saw it were a part of your imagination. Because you can't prove it one way or another. You can't name one. Rick Adams cannot name who's the most famous person that saw the plane enter the building. You can't name one.
Well, I don't know anybody who was there.
That's right.
They're in New York.
I know it, but...
I know people who were in D.C. at the time of the alleged plane hitting the Pentagon, but I don't know of anyone there in New York.
Well, we would have to call them liars, won't we?
Hmm.
And not only that, I can tell you why they were actors, actually. What is that there is a fund that was over $9 billion the last I knew that paid off the survivors of the so-called victims.
Mm-hmm. Compensation, yeah.
Yeah, and each one was, the average was like $2 million each.
Mm.
Now, how is that for a payoff?
Now, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Have you ever convinced anyone in your discussions of this position?
Yes, I have.
Who?
Very few. I'm not going to tell you who. Very few, but if
very
I show them... If I show them that plane entering the building, and then answer the questions accordingly, they'll when they finally look at that plane entering the building slow, they'll say this is fake. Then they'll say, why doesn't everybody see that? Because I challenge you to just look at that.
I have.
And
I had people on the program right from the beginning who said this. You know, Artie Wheeler and others.
I know it.
It was holography and. All of these, illusions that were created.
Yeah, that's
and
all.
Anything is possible. Anything is feasible. Anything.
But
we're
Rick,
living in an age of deception.
I hate to tell you this about Artie Wheeler, but I believe he was damage control. I think he came on one of the very few people that said there was no planes, and then he would be a bad guy and be a racist and be all these other things.
Uh-huh.
And then so people would connect that the no plane theory with people like him. And then he also, this is a mistake he made, either was a mistake if he's real, or else because I believe he was damage control, he called it a hologram. Now, you just should not bring that up. You do not fill in the blanks, because then you're open for criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not doing that. I'm not saying what people saw, because I don't think they saw anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if you could find a witness, after all these years, I asked you a question, who's the most famous person that saw a plane enter? You can't name one.
Well, George Bush saw the planes.
Well, other than him.
I mean, he said he saw the first plane strike.
And that's one of I know that. There's another mistake that nobody
cares
about.
Well, that was a slip-up.
Yes.
Yeah, I it's fascinating when you open this door, and I hesitate to go down the road only because I am not an expert in the area by any means. All I am is a very perceptive individual who mm-hmm. would like to question everything the government says,
that's
because
good.
This government has zero credibility in my eyes.
You're right.
And
we
it
are.
Always has. Look at Pearl Harbor. Now, going back in time with Pearl Harbor, all right, that was a real attack. We know that now. But we also know through all of the declassified documents now that have come about, and thank God for the great, grandson of Admiral Kimmel, Tom Kimmel, who's done the research and continues to do the research and will come back on this program for Pearl Harbor Day.
Yep.
You know, we now know that there is no question
right.
that the Japanese were led to attack at Hawaii. In fact, that everything was done possible that could have been done
right.
to make
okay.
that attack possible in Washington, by Washington, right?
Right, but
you'll admit
that,
that, right?
Oh, yeah,
right.
but you find that out 60 years later.
Right, and who cares by then, right?
Right, so
well,
that's why
I do.
I'm talking now.
I care. You
I'm,
care.
But that's
we
why
care.
I'm talking now and like to point this out because I know 60 years from now, half the 85% of the people will know it. But that's going to be way too late
right,
then.
Right, right.
So
that now, but you see now, that's the whole point of stopping these endless wars is to show that all of these wars in the past were contrived,
oh, sure, yeah.
were unnecessary, were totally yep. And completely fabricated by the same globalists that run yep. this current operation today. It's the same group of people, right?
And right, and if they had TVs back then, you know, like they do now, and control, they could have. Faked it back then instead of actually having the attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's fascinating to open up.
Could I give a website?
Story. Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, and this is a guy you used to like. I've heard you. I have a program
yeah.
of you where you. His name is Morgan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And
we've interviewed him.
And nomoregames.net, that's the website. And then on that website, if you find a line that says, "We have some holes in the plane stories."
Right. He was in the Bush administration.
Yep. And he's got 30 pages there where he's defending himself against, when he brought that up, he challenged whether there was any planes or not, and then people
sure.
jumped all over him.
Hey, as I said before, I'm willing to listen to any plausible explanation.
And I
can't believe anything the government has said, unfortunately. I'm being very objective about this. I have no reason to believe anything the government said in any of its false investigations. There have been too many slip-ups, too many contradictions. There have been too many holes in its theory.
Like
so,
a magic
I mean,
bullet.
I'm open to anything that makes sense that can explain this. But there's no question, and that's why people should get Dr. K's book, there's no question is that these people were falsely and wrongly blamed.
Right.
That is the Islamicists.
Which backs up the whole thing. They wanted
right.
that war.
They
like
wanted that war just as they wanted us to get into World War II to help Stalin yep. and the New yep. World Order.
Or the JFK thing. 40-some years ago, 99% of the population believed that Lee Harvey Oswald shot JFK with a magic bullet. Well, uh-huh. 40 years later, only 15% believe that.
Yes.
But that's 40 years ago.
Well, there you go. Time goes by, but now all this time has gone by, and history keeps doing what? Repeating itself.
The same thing. Exactly the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly, yes, Joel.
I know.
I appreciate your call very much. Believe me, I do, and I thank you for calling
and
mentioning the website. Mention it one more time. Mention okay. the website. Go ahead.
And I thank you for giving me the time.
Of course.
The website is MorganReynoldsNoMoreGames.net,
mm-hmm.
and the line to find is, "We have some holes in the plane stories."
Right, right. I'd like to get him back on the show. We'll try to get him.
And I thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, Joel. All right.
So long.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And our number is 800-313-9443. This book, Wrongly Blamed, again, four copies of it, 400 pages. That's 1,600 and some odd pages here. And it's almost one-fourth the price if you were to buy them for $80, $20 a piece, okay, the list price. And $25 is what takes them, four copies, $5 more for shipping, a total of $30 by PayPal. And all you have to do is click on to PayPal and send money to Rick 458, R-I-C-K, 458, at cox.net, C-O-X.net. And those of you now who have called off air, a couple of you, I believe Julie was one, who wanted to know if you could send in for the copy. If you want to, we can arrange for that, but call my producer and we'll see if we can get that information to you so you can order by mail. This is primarily a quick moving of these books, a very limited supply, though, on PayPal. So do it this weekend. Few of you already have, and those orders are being processed now. All right. Mr. McCasey is back in the news. Michael McCasey, the judge, the former judge, who, of course, Mr. Bush has nominated to be the new AG, the new Attorney General. Well, of course, on October 18th, during hearings, Mr. McCasey refused to acknowledge whether or not certain types of interrogation methods are considered torture. Specifically, he was asked about the constitutionality of a highly criticized interrogation technique called waterboarding. Mr. McCasey refused to give a direct answer to the question. The question was, basically, do you consider this to be torture? And this is his response. Quote, I don't know what is involved in the technique. Can you believe that? And then continued by saying, quote, if waterboarding is torture, torture is not constitutional, unquote. How profound. Isn't that? Now, the process was explained to the AG nominee, the waterboarding process, and Mr. McCasey still refused to acknowledge whether or not the practice is indeed a form of torture and therefore unconstitutional. Now, this nomination also should be opposed by contacting your senators and deep-sixing Mr. McCasey. Of course, I know what you'll say. You'll say, oh, my goodness, yes, that's a good idea. But who's Bush going to nominate instead? Bill Clinton? Henry Kissinger? Maybe. I suppose it's possible. Nevertheless, you still should make it a point to tell your senators why this man should not be allowed to be AG. All right, you can email, you can fax, and most importantly, you can call direct at the numbers that we give every single time, the same numbers. This man, McCasey, wants to be AG. We have to go on record. No matter who is nominated or approved as AG, the issue is still unconstitutional. And Mr. Bush is a man of principle, no question, the wrong principle. The evil principle. Who lied to conceal the fact that he was already engaged in a wholesale violation of our constitutional rights, in torture, in surveillance, in privacy, abuse. And now he tells us he's going to obey the law. Well, of course, that's nonsense. And when we talk about 9/11, and we say that it's impossible for any government to have foreknowledge or be involved in a conspiracy, right? And we say, now, come on, surely somebody would talk. Surely somebody would say something. Well, how come the National Security Administration was a secret organization inside the government of the United States, and it remained a secret for years and years and years, and nobody talked, not only about its existence, but about what it actually did? And the crimes that it actually committed. You see, the CIA, the FBI, the Treasury Department, all of these people, all of them, have committed acts of criminality. All of them. I had a laugh the other day. They were saying in the newspaper that the Treasury Department is going to go into the schools, into our local schools, to teach children how to beware of how to spend money responsibly and not engage in getting credit. Can you believe this? These are the Treasury Department agents going to the schools. These are the people that are responsible for a system of easy money and easy credit, and they're going to go show the children how not to get trapped in that web. I mean, this is absolutely, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be funny, wouldn't it? Yes, it would be funny. It would be hilarious, ladies and gentlemen. Government is brute force, as Washington himself once said, George Washington, and it needs to be tamed like a fire, my friends. So, Mukasey, Judge Mukasey, Mukasey, wants to be Attorney General. We say no. No more to Bush's lies and deceptions, and Dick Cheney as well. Be right back in 3 minutes with more Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams.
The Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back. This story here, ladies and gentlemen, very interesting, from the Scotsman.com. Deaths from superbug soaring. This is very interesting, huh? And this, of course, is by from Lindsay Moss of this service. Yes, Lindsay Moss says, deaths caused by hospital superbug, Clostridium difficile, whatever it is, I can't even read it, Clostridium difficile, have soared by more than 60% in Scotland in a single year, according to shocking new figures. The bug, whose spread has been linked to poor cleanliness in hospital wards, was the main cause of death of 164 people last year, up from 100 in 2005. Doesn't that scare the living daylights out of you? I would think so, huh? Yes. I would stay away from the hospitals, even to visit, if you can, my friends. All right, Rick in Nevada. You're on the program. Hello.
Rick, it's an honor.
Thank you, sir.
You know, your caller, I heard him before, a few weeks ago, calling about the faked video footage of the airplane sitting in the towers.
Yep.
I think he may be onto something.
What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking out of the box. Outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll think back to the TWA 800 explosion.
Mm-hmm.
The reports of missiles having hit the TWA 800 have been systematically suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the destruction of TWA 800 was a dress rehearsal for carrying out destruction of airplanes over the water and getting away with it, having no witnesses come forward, nothing to ever bring anyone to justice. So you fake the footage of the planes hitting the towers. Yes, planes took off. There were actual planes, Flight 11, for instance, Flight 77.
Yeah, Flight 11, right, exactly.
But you blow them up over the ocean. You blow up the one over Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
It's in scattered in pieces all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And you dig a trench in the ground and you know, make it smoke and, you know, make it look good for the unwashed masses.
Yeah.
But the experts will tell you that the thing is completely bogus. There's no wreckage on the ground there where that little gouge in the ground is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no parts. Same with the Pentagon, no plane parts.
No, not
all
at all.
All faked. You know,
and the picture they released of the Pentagon was absolutely, totally silly because you could see nothing. And they said this was proof that a plane hit the building. I saw the pictures. We all saw them, and I couldn't make heads or tails of them.
I'm going to suggest to you here that some salvage fellow out there that's interested in finding out where those planes really are, go out and do some scrounging around out there over the Atlantic for where those real planes are.
Good luck.
Where the real wreckage is.
Yeah, good luck. You know what that would involve? That would be a monumental task. But it is something to I'm not discounting it. I agree with you. There's much more here than meets the eye, Rick.
Thanks for your time,
no,
Rick.
Thank you for calling as well. There are other questions, too, that have to come up, and we don't have time, unfortunately, tonight. But we'll get back to it, Lord willing, next week. You pray for America, pray for yourselves, pray for me, pray for repentance. Most of all, to do the right thing. Set your spiritual house in order, and then we can deal with all of these other issues, my friend. Lord willing, we will see you Monday night, 9 o'clock Central, and keep the faith, okay? Good for you. Rick Adams, have a good weekend.